ビバラダーリゴピジャナバラバギバラダーリジャソダナンダブラジャジャナランジャナジャソダナンダナブラジャジャナランジャナジャムナテラワナチャリジャムナテラワナチャリジャラダマダバクンジャビアリJaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yasoda Nandana Rajajana Ranjana Jasoda Nandana Rajajana Ranjana Jasoda Jamuna Tera Vanachari Jamuna Tera VanachariPrabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada Gaur Premanande Jai Vishwabhad Paramahamsa Paribhashi Vishwabhad A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai Shri Prabhupada Guru Puja Ki Jai Srimad Bhagavatam Class Ki Jai Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande All glory to the assembled devotees All glory to the assembled devotees All glory to the assembled devotees Glory to Sri Guru and Sri Guru and all glory to Shri Prabhupada Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Greeting from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 6, Chapter 17, Text 39. Etatte saravam akhyatam. Etatte saravam akhyatam. Janmam tvam paripricchasi. Janmam tvam paripricchasi.Vrityasya surachatasche Vrityasura jatasche Karanam Bhagavan matehe Karanam Bhagavan matehe Etatte saravam akhyatamJanmam tvam paripricchasi Vrityasya sura jatasye Karanam bhagavan mate
Karanam
Etate sarvam akhyatam. Prichasi. Pitasya surajatasya. Karanam bhagavan matehe. Etate sarvam akhyatam. Etate kyatam janmam tam paripriccasi vrityasya surajatescha karanam bhagavan matehe. Tvam paripriccasi vityasa surajatescha paripriccasi. Etat, this, te, unto you, sarvam, all, akhyatam, explained, yat, which, mam, me, tvam, you, paripriccasi, asked, vrityasya, of vrityasya asura, asura jate, whose birth was in a species of asuras. Cha, and karanam, the cause, bhagavatmate, of exalted intelligence in Krishna consciousness. Translation, my dear King Parikshit, you inquired from me how Vritasura, a great devotee, took birth in a demonic family. Thus, I have tried to explain to you everything about this. There's no purport. Next verse, text 40. Itihasam mam punyam chitraketor mahatmanaha mahatmyam vishnu bhaktanam sritva bandha vimuchyate. Chitraketu was a great devotee, mahatma. If one hears this history of Chitraketu from a pure devotee, the listener also is freed from the conditional life of material existence. Purport. The historical incidents in the Puranas, such as the history of the Chitraketu, explained in the Bhagavad Purana, are sometimes misunderstood by outsiders or non-devotees. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami advised that the history of Chitraketu be heard from a devotee. Anything about devotional service or the characteristics of the Lord and his devotees must be heard from a devotee, not from a professional reciter. This is advice herein. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's secretary also advised that one learn the history of Srimad Bhagavatam from a devotee. Yaha Bhagavata Pada Vishnavera Sthane. One should not hear the statements of Srimad Bhagavatam from professional reciters, or else they will not be effective. Quoting from Padma Purana, Sri Sanatana Goswami has strictly forbidden us to hear about the activities of the Lord and his devotees from the mouth of a non-devotee. Vaishnava Mukha Digarnam putam hari kathamritam shravanam naiva kartavyam sarvochistam jathapayaha. One should not hear anything about Krishna from a non-Vaishnava. Milk touched by the lips of a serpent has poisonous effect. Similarly, talks about Krishna given by a non-Vaishnava are also poisonous. One must be a bona fide devotee, and then he can preach and impress devotional service upon his listeners. There's only one more verse that finishes the chapter. Should I read it? There's no purport. E jae tat patam uthaya shraddhaya vag yatha patet itihasam harim smitva shayati paramam gatim. One who rises from bed early in the morning, listening carefully, and recites this history of Chitraketu, controlling his words and mind, and remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead, will return home back to Godhead without difficulty. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 6th canto, 17th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Mother Parvati Curses Chitraketu. Very nice. Two things. One should not, explain by Prabhupada very nicely, one should hear Krishna Katha, spiritual subject matters, from a devotee, from the mouth of a devotee. And Prabhupada, time and time, explained it in the purport. Especially, he says, one should not hear anything about devotional service, or even though it is very good, but one should avoid listening to a non-devotee, Krishna Katha. He explains it, professional reciters. Sometimes I feel like I'm professional. I don't have any devotion. Yeah. It's all to do with in our attitude and our mood of how we preaching Krishna consciousness. And if we rise early in the morning, like it says here, rise early in the morning. The other day I was talking about this, Srila Prabhupada, on his deathbed, he was saying this, one should rise early in the morning. I saw, I was sleeping like 3 o'clock in the morning, and I saw somebody boom, 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 running to the bathroom, 3 in the morning. And then I came out, that was Dija. I was sitting in the temple room. It feels good when you wake up in the morning, because when you rise above your mind in the mental platform, that's what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. He says that the super soul is reached. You reach the platform where you feel equipoised, where you feel peaceful, shanti. But you have to get over that mental platform, mind platform. The mind is the cause of all problems. But how we engage the mind. So, one should hear about Krishna Katha from a devotee. Shukamukha Amrita Dravya Samyutam. I explained it last night at the Bhakti Bhiksha program. Like a mango, if it is touched by the lips of a parrot, then they're always looking for a ripe mango in a tree. Sometimes if there's a ripe mango in a tree, you know there's a ripe mango because it smells a lot of fragrance. So you go around pressing the mangoes. But the parrot knows the one that's ripe. They can't eat it all because they only can eat so much. So they eat one side, and it says the other side of the mangoes that are eaten by a parrot is more sweet, naturally. So similarly, Krishna Katha explained by the mouth of a devotee is sweeter, very sweet. As you see in India, when they make rasagullas, you know rasagulla, you like rasagullas? Yeah. They make it and then they keep it in the juice, in the syrup, for days and days. And they say it's even more sweeter and soft, isn't it? It doesn't go off because the sugar syrup is so much, the sweetness, that it keeps it as a preservative. So, similarly, one should hear, just even though milk, properly explained, milk, you know, we're all brought up on milk, isn't it? In India, if you go to market. You can buy milk. And they line up with all your lota and cups, and then you get your milk. But sometimes they're cheating. Instead of milk, they're adding water. They call it the white water. So, I remember long ago, I went to South India, and they bought a cow in front of your home, and they were milking it, so you can see they're not adding water. Closely you look. So milk, if it's diluted, then it's no longer milk anymore. It spoils from its goodness. So similarly, you, even though it's very healthy and full of nutrition, the same milk can be poisonous if it's touched by the lips of a serpent. So we have to be like a swan. You know, swan is a very unique bird. They have the capacity to be able to withdraw the milk from the water and leave it in the water aside. So we have to be similarly very aware that avoid that's going to be harmful to our Krishna consciousness. Accept what is favorable. Reject the unfavorable. That's the system of Krishna consciousness. All about, Krishna consciousness is all about inspiration. Inspirational. If we can inspire, then we have to dive into the nectar of Krishna consciousness. Like a jar of honey. In India, you can get the honey, but I remember they said, always take the bottle of honey and you pour it upside down in the bottle. And you can tell if it's sugar or honey, actually. Because if sugar is very thin, honey is very sticky. It runs very quickly. So you have to be in the mood of searching. What is going to inspire in Krishna consciousness? Accept that and associate. Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Sangha, Sarva Sadhya, Sastra Hoy, Koi. All the scriptures are mentioning this to associate sadhus. Sadhus that can inspire us in Krishna consciousness. Sadhus can lift us our consciousness from mundane consciousness. You see, like in Australia, they have all these parrots and cockatoos. You never see a cockatoo with a crow. They don't mix. They have their own flocks of family. So sadhus, we associate with sadhus who can give us Krishna consciousness. We don't mix. We don't mix with non-devotee. But of course, oh, Prabhu, I'm working, I have to associate all kinds of people. What do I do? Right? In the temple, Haribol, and then every day, all day you're out associating all kinds of people. What do you do? You hear all the time people, devotees are asking this. Because you go out, you are not associating with people. You are doing it as a job, but underneath your consciousness, you are thinking of Krishna. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, like a lotus leaf in the water but not touched by it. The water will simply drift off, slide off the lotus leaf. That's the unique quality of the lotus leaf. So unique quality of a devotee, we are in the material world, but we are not in the material world at the same time. We are in the spiritual world. Like Srila Prabhupada, he was in America. He brought Vrindavan with him. It's not that he was, he went there and became one of them. So devotees have to be similarly, remain aloof. Aloof. We are not part of the material world, even though we are here in the material world, but we are aloof from it. This is a character we have to develop. We're in a mundane material world and you're talking but you're not there. So like if I'm talking sometime with you and you're somewhere else. So similarly, we have to always be focused on Krishna. That's what Krishna consciousness means. Krishna consciousness means you have to be very, very conscious of aware. Like yesterday, I was shaving. Yeah. And sometimes you have a razor, does you shave, if you buy it in India, they don't even work. And get one new one, so you have to be very careful, otherwise you cut yourself. So the material world is a very dangerous place. So how we conduct ourselves, our Krishna consciousness platform, that we have to be very conscious. Neti neti, this is not, that's it. Avoid, this is not good. This lay, I am doing a program. So many devotees waiting there. And the devotee that took me there, it's 1 hour, more than an hour drive in Cranbourne, very far, Clyde, north. You know that place? And he said, when I got in the car, he had one big bottle of sugarcane juice. He bought from a person that makes sugarcane juice. He knows I like it. And I said, he said, drink as much as you want. A big bottle like that, you cannot drink so much because it's very sweet. So I had a half a bottle, and when I went there, I want a glass of water because dilute that. So everything you do, you have to be careful, not overdo it, even though it's healthy. Oh, sugarcane juice, yeah, it's good, cleans the liver, in the liver. And you don't overdo it. So similarly in Krishna consciousness, we have to be like that. See what is good for you. Even though prasadam you eat, there is limitations. So how much you can take. For Krishna consciousness, chanting Hare Krishna, serving Krishna, unlimited. But when it comes to sense gratification, you have to limit yourself. So we must always stick to Krishna consciousness that is going to be beneficial, spiritually beneficial. That's going to increase our love for Krishna. If we find association is not suitable, it's dragging you down, then avoid that. Somebody, blah, blah, they're talking, making an offense, Vaishnava Parat. Don't go there. Avoid that. Like the parrot. They always accompany with other parrots. They're beautiful birds. And cockatoos, the crows, they have their own group. There's so many different groups these days. We have to choose to stay in the company of devotees who is going to help you to be progress in spiritual life. Even in our temple environment, even in the temple atmosphere, in the company of devotees, there's sometimes Maya can creep in. That's who you have, that's the strength. You have to be so strong with yourself. No! I am for Krishna. I am for Prabhupada. I am for all the devotees here. You know, people used to come from other camps previously. And then they go around, they talk to someone else, or someone looking not very Krishna conscious, they had a hard day, something happened, and they're mental. And they go talk to them. They would say, come to our place. So to be careful. Like when Balaram was playing with the cowherd boys, and there was one demon also pretending to be like a cowherd boy. You know the story? Palambasura. Everybody thought, and he took Balaram on his shoulder, and he took him away from the devotees, his friends, all the way somewhere else. But Balaram knows everything. And he became a big demon. So sometimes, even in the association of devotees, Maya can creep in. Naketila kalai malarab kalirchila. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says sometimes imitators, they put tilak on a neck and neck beads. Suddenly many people are coming here, they have chanting beads and tilak. Very nice. And then I was observing them. They went outside, they took it off, took the bead. Just when they're here. I mean, it's good, but we are not doing this for a reason. For personal gain. We are doing to please Krishna. So it's not we are here for what you can get for yourself. We use religious activities to gain material things from God. So there's a fine line, you have to be careful. So this verse, this King Chitraketu here. Right? Mother Parvati cursed Chitraketu to become a demon. So it's very, very careful from what we say. Devotees can, whatever you say, it will act on you. So be very productive in spiritual life. Don't curse a devotee. Prabhupada said that Vitasura became a demon because Mother Parvati cursed him to be a demon. And Prabhupada said in the purport that it is good that he became a demon, because then after that he could, as a demon, so Krishna can kill him and he can go back to God quickly. But at the end of the purport, Prabhupada said that he shouldn't have cursed. I mean, he shouldn't have laughed at Parvati. We also be very careful not to offend a devotee, Vaishnava Parat. So we don't know who's a devotee, who's not, but it's not our business to judge. Sometimes people come, maybe in disguise of a non-devotee. Maybe they're a devotee. They're checking on us. But if they start to offend the Vaishnava, or offend Prabhupada, offend Krishna, then we know this is the that's very clear. This person is a demoniac. I remember some family, they came, they brought their children to the temple. And that kid was crying and crying. Didn't want to eat anything that we offered, prasadam. He said, "I want to go to McDonald's." So we said, "This is a demon, maybe. Doesn't like, you know, spiritual association. Doesn't like prasadam. There's no inclination, you know, towards Krishna consciousness. That's just a proof." So sometimes you see devotees coming to the temple first time, and they love it here. Everything about Krishna consciousness, they love it. They just like to be in this place, even if they're not doing anything. I saw this one lady here. She's just comes every time here. And we're giving the Bhagavatam class and she's sitting outside. As soon as the prasadam goes out, she's there. So I told her one day, this prasadam is only for the people that are attending the class. And she left. I didn't see her for a while, and then she's coming again. So I thought to myself, it's okay, as long as they're coming here. Because it might take some time before they want to appreciate listening to class. Because some people, they may not appreciate philosophy. But Prabhupada said, they can take prasadam instead. When gradually one day they may develop a desire to listen Krishna consciousness, philosophy. But sometimes we also speak philosophy so much that, you know, they said, yesterday I went to this program and I was talking a lot of things. So when Mataji asked me a question, he says, you know, my father's come from India, from all the way from Gujarat, and he heard about you singing kirtan all the way. He wants to hear you sing. And I already spoke more than an hour. So she was giving the hint. It is too enough of philosophy. I have a kirtan now. So we had a rocking kirtan. We finished like hour and a half kirtan. I didn't get here till 11:30 at night. And so we have to propagate Krishna consciousness, give Krishna consciousness in a way that people will appreciate. This is technique for everything. Unless we are pure, we know how to do it. Like Srila Prabhupada used to talk about Krishna consciousness very straight, very heavy, but people didn't mind because of his purity. We can also stick to the purity, but at the same time, we have to know who to avoid, who to preach Krishna consciousness, to who. Some maybe appreciate. They like you talking about Krishna. Just the other day, there's many people are coming, like you all from India are coming to the temple. And so this lady was on the phone outside the temple, and she was talking to somebody. She said, "Hum hai idhar Hare Rama Hare Krishna Mandir mein." Like that. I was listening. So, you know, the people, they come here, they appreciate the Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. Right? You like it here, that's why you come. There's a lot of temples here, church. There's a huge church. I was talking to the devotees. I had some issues with the devotees. So I went to the church one day. I said, I want a break from the Hare Krishnas. So I went to the church. I said, I'm going back to the temple again. Because it's a huge church and there's nobody around. I felt like somebody was attacking me. Like very, you know. The temple here, Hare Krishna temple, is full of life. This atmosphere is dynamic. You come in here, you can see, idhar kaisa lag raha abhi? Bahut aram, right? This temple is so wonderful place. You can feel the dynamic of this temple. So as devotees of the Hare Krishna, the devotees, we also know how to give Krishna consciousness to people who, you know, they'll also appreciate. This is the way we do it. So it's not that. So you go away, you go home, say, I have been to the Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, the temple, and they were so nice. And they were giving prasad. If you go to any Hare Krishna temple in ISKCON, in the world, you'll find Radha Krishna Didi, nice temple room, very clean. You can eat off the floor, so clean. God consciousness means clean, brahminical, brahmanas. They wake up in the morning, early morning, it's mentioned here, rise early in the morning, they take shower. Some people, they never take shower. They just put perfume. Right? So you take a shower, clean your body, then go to the mandir. I'm from Bengal. They all wear a nice dress. They go to see Durga Puja. Right? So similarly, we take a shower, wear a nice dress, and go see Radha Krishna. Go to the temple. So that's the idea. The bodily features of a devotee is that he is keeping himself spotlessly clean. Not only externally, but we also have to keep mind clean and hidai, our heart. So that we have to associate with sadhus. You can go outside, sit in the bar. In India, the bar is not everywhere. In underground, certain areas. Here it's all open. You can go to the pub. We are going in the street chanting. And people sitting in the bar for hours and hours. What are they talking about? If you don't talk about Krishna, how much you can talk about nonsense things? This glass is one jar, one jug. And they drink that little bit at a time. And they think this is enjoyment. They wake up with a headache. So the Hare Krishna, Krishna consciousness, this process is full of joy. But we have to listen from a devotee. If we listen from a non-devotee, it's mentioned here, as somebody who are giving the same knowledge and speculating, you will get the wrong message. That's the whole thing. Like Prabhupada wrote our Bhagavad Gita as it is. What is the reason for him to write as it is? Because Prabhupada said, I have not changed anything. When Krishna spoke to Arjuna, I am giving the same knowledge without any change, as it is. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Krishna said. Sri Bhagavan said. He didn't translate to say that, in my opinion, he said, I am writing what Krishna says. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. So pure devotee means one who only do things that pleases Krishna. Jat korasi yadasnasya jajjohasi dadasiyat. Krishna says, my devotees, whatever he does, whatever he eats, whatever he gives away in a charity, jajjohasi dadasiyat, yat tapasyasya, whatever austerity performs, he does it for me, for my pleasure. Sometimes it's a difficult thing, but we do because out of love for Krishna. That's the definition of love. Definition of love is you do things that is going to please your master. Giving up your own pleasure. Not asking anything in return. But if you want spiritual subject matters of love for Krishna, bhakti, then you have to hear from one who is a devotee, the mouth of a devotee. Like if you want electricity, light up the building, then connection is there. The light is coming from a powerhouse, generator. So if you block that, you cut the electricity, then you won't find the light here. So similarly, this Krishna consciousness process is coming from Guru Parampara system. Guru and then disciple. Krishna spoke to Arjuna, and Arjuna all the way down to us, to our spiritual master, to us. We can, same philosophy that what Krishna spoke. But if you take the same philosophy and you give your own interpretation, then that spiritual knowledge that will be lost in time. Nasta prayasya padrishu nityam bhagavata sevaya. That we have to hear constantly. Nasta prayasya, it can be lost if you don't hear it. You have to hear from the person who can disseminate that knowledge and gives it to you as it is, not giving his own interpretation. Like if you go to school to learn English, the teacher has to be qualified. And then come to me, I can teach. Show your certificate. Yeah, you can make your own certificate. Download and this, you know. They're doing that. I was a yoga teacher, and everybody wants a certificate. So I was doing an interview, to recruit yoga teachers in China. And so I asked some of them, can you do lotus pose? Not yet. But they want a certificate. Can you do headstand? Not yet. At least that much if you want to be a qualified teacher. What does it yoga means? Body, mind and soul. That's all. They didn't know what is the mind in connection to the body, what's the mind in connection to the super soul, Atma. So you have to know the full definition of Krishna consciousness, the bhakti. So everything about Krishna, you have to hear from Krishna, from a devotee, from the Srimad Bhagavatam, from Bhagavad Gita, as it is. Many of these Indian devotees, they haven't heard about Krishna from... They have heard from so many people, but when they heard from ISKCON devotee, then they want to save up and become a devotee. Why? Because there's no commitment. If you want to make commitment, then you're inspired by the person who speaks that. You feel good. Oh, he's right. So you have to compare. So similarly, you want that connection. You will not get the connection if the person is misinterpreting, giving their own interpretation. So Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, the knowledge of the bhakti, devotional service to Krishna. If you want that knowledge intact, that pure knowledge, if you want, then you have to hear for the person who is pure in the heart. Not you are a devotee here, and then outside you are not. Everywhere you go, you have to be a devotee of Krishna. Not in one place and somewhere or not. That is the process of Krishna consciousness. Process of Krishna consciousness, sada. Your heart is clean, wherever you are. You have to purify yourself. Pavitra. Om pavitro pavitro va. Sarva vastam gato piva. Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu. By the mercy of Vishnu, the place, especially our heart, becomes cleansed and purified. Pavitra. Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam. Purna, Krishna is complete. He has the power to purify our heart. So this King Chitraketu, he was a great devotee of Krishna. He was inspired by Narada Muni. He was attached to his family. That's the whole chapter. We just finished it. Before the kings were, they had so much wealth and had so many wives, but he was very unhappy because he was bereft of Krishna. You can have everything in your life, but if you don't have spiritual life, if you don't have Krishna in your life, all the material things that you'll be surrounded by, with family and good job and wealth, family life and house, bank balance, this too will not make you happy. Quicksand, you know, quicksand. If you're stuck in the sand, quicksand, you go down more. It drags you down the sand till you're no more. So material life is like a quicksand. You get dragged on. So much material things is only takes away from Krishna. So King Chitraketu was, he had everything. 10 million wives. And he was not happy. But Narada Muni gave him Krishna consciousness. Narada Muni instructed him about bhakti, love of Krishna, love of devotion to Krishna. And he was inspired. All the 10 million wives, not even one could give him a child. And finally, when he got one child, he was overwhelmed with joy. But then that same child was the cause of his suffering. So Narada Muni came and inspired him that all these things are not going to make you happy. That's why people say, you Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna. Why are you so enamored by it? Because we know Krishna is the only one can make us happy. He is the one who can give us joy in life. Mattara, where devotees are like mad after Krishna. Gopis, in Vrindavan, the gopis, Krishna says, they're the highest devotees, the gopis. Why they're mad after Krishna? Because they know Krishna is this loving object. Krishna is everything for them. So if we don't develop love for Krishna by hearing about Krishna from this Bhagavatam, then what kind of Bhagavatam is that? Conclusion of the Bhagavatam is that you develop, cultivate love for Krishna in a big way. But if that's why Srila Prabhupada is condemning. He has to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam from the mouth of a devotee, a Vaishnava. Non-devotee will misguide you. That's why. If you want love of Krishna, you have to hear from a sadhu, a devotee of Krishna. You want to go back to Godhead? Just like if you want to learn English. Come to me. No. You have to see who can really teach you, who has the authority, who has the degree from the university that can really teach you. So you have to make a research. That's why we distribute books. People read our books. Ah, this is so wonderful. They read the book and they're looking for Hare Krishna temple. They want to become a devotee. They want to offer food to Krishna. They want to transform their temple, their home, into a temple. They want to invite the Hare Krishna temple. They want to themselves become a devotee. Because the Bhagavatam and our books, Prabhupada's books, is giving that pure form of knowledge and information you need that gives you that joy. You're not going to get that for somebody who doesn't have that knowledge. Impersonal interpretation. Mayavada. Mayavada means they don't see God, they see God everything. I am God, you are God, we are all God. If I am you, you are me, then what's the meaning of everything? Everything, there's no meaning. Everybody has their unique individuality that's Krishna created us. Jive Sharupai Krishna Nishtadas. So the philosophy is very clear. Very clear. But still, you need to make a research. Just like everybody here, our temple, we have many disciples, different gurus. Because some gurus inspire you, you want to take initiation from them. Right? Devamrita Maharaj, Indraduna Maharaj. There's so many gurus. Different gurus, they're inspiring you. Right? Similarly, Krishna is the supreme. But if you want to see fault, then you can always find a fault. There's room for finding fault. But if you want to remain pure, become a good devotee, there's always room for that, depending what we want in life. You want to go back to Godhead? You want to serve Krishna? You want to be happy? The whole process is all for you. It's all here. If you want to remain here in the material world, you can. Up to us. Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. Made it very clear. He is the Supreme. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Patra, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan, Purusham, Shashvatam, Devyam, Adi Devam, Majam Bhivum. He said, I am the Supreme, Param Brahma. Param Dhamma, I am the Supreme Abode. Pavitra, I am the Supreme Pure. He said, he made it very clear. He lifted the Govardhan Hill. We just had a festival last month. Why did he do that? He wanted to show that he is God. He married 16,108 wives. And then when he came out of the palace, all those 16,108 wives, they're with Krishna. Krishna became one. Can he do that? I'd love to, but I'm not God. So you have to see who can give us the information, that correct information. That's the Vaishnava. And that's what Prabhupada is saying here. A pure Vaishnava can give us that direct information because he himself is pure. Not just anyone. Okay, any questions? Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for the wonderful class. You said that we should always hear about Lord Krishna's pastimes, his glories, but sometimes we see our hearing becomes mechanical, so what should we do about it?
Mechanical?
Yes.
You mean philosophy, chanting, all these things becomes mechanical? Yeah, that's why you have to be careful. It's not like going to a job, and you go to a job, and then come home, have your meal, and then you look forward to the weekend, and that's it. That's just very mechanical life. There's no juice. It's not dynamic. I've been a Hare Krishna devotee since 1973, and until now, that's about 50 years. What makes me stay here with a bunch of devotees? Same people, they come here every day, same people. I get tired. Oh yes, I say Sukadev every day and this, oh God, here I go again. I have to see. I don't feel that way. Oh God, I have to chant Hare Krishna again. Oh no, I have to eat khichdi again. Oh no, I have to cook. No, I don't feel that way. Because spiritual life is dynamic. It is ever fresh. It is joyfully performed. Shushukam kartam apayam. Krishna says, spiritual knowledge. It is joyfully performed. Like, oh God, I have to do it again. Oh no. You have to develop the taste. Nama ruchi. You have to develop the taste. Just like getting up in the morning is so difficult thing. So difficult, isn't it? This morning I nearly not get up. I was preaching to myself. I'm getting up! And I went to travel with a couple of devotees. And I was thinking to myself, I have to be exemplary to them. And then they said to me later, like months later, said, you're really tough. I knew that people are going to be observing. So I'm not doing because of duty. Am I pleasing Krishna? It becomes mechanical when you just do it because it feels good. No, you're doing because it's to please Krishna. It's all about pleasing spiritual master. It's all about pleasing Krishna. It's not a routine thing. Oh, you go again, and then you go home. And maybe grihasthas, those who are married, you go home every time, and you see the same lady there, and the same person. You get bored. Maybe that way. But when you come to temple, see Krishna, it's not the same. He's God. And Mataji cooks for you the same dry chapati. You know, oh God, I'm going to the temple to take prasadam, cooked by a devotee, offered to Krishna. I had one devotee came to me, he said, I like to eat here. He said, why? I was trying to be tricky. I said, oh, when you don't like your wife's cooking. He said, no, I like it here better. I said, well, I'm cooking here. It's not I am doing, because it's for Krishna. When it's offered to Krishna, when you take Krishna prasad, there's a unique flavor in that. Everything changes. We have to try to learn to see that. You try to make everything mechanical, it's going to be mechanical. We come with a big plate of prasadam, pakora, rasgulla, gulab jamun, halwa, and paneer sabji. Then you look at the plate, said, I'll have the pakora, please. I have the cherry and the halwa. You know, we choose. Then you're only going to get the pakora. At the time of death, you won't get Krishna prasad. You're just going to get pakora. So you have to see that it's offered to Krishna. You muck it all up, I'll have it. I don't care. I'm not after the taste. Of course, taste, we don't offer Krishna unless it's tasty. So you see the subtleness of Krishna consciousness. The subtleness is that, am I pleasing Krishna? I come to the kitchen sometime, I'm thinking, oh, I've got to cook for these people upstairs, they come, these bums and stuff. I don't have the right attitude to cook, but I'm cooking for Radha Vallabha. As soon as I walk through the door, I feel, Hari Bol! I'm in ecstasy. But before that, I'm a mental platform. Should I get up or not? Jumped up through the blanket, I took a shower, I came in the temple, it feels so good. That's why Prabhupada said, rise early in the morning. It's a battle between you and your mind. But you have to overcome the mind. You're not the mind. You tell the mind what to do. You are the boss of yourself. Buddhi, you have to use intelligence. It's higher than the mind. Mind is only going to drive you crazy. You have to engage the mind properly. So when you don't see this way, things become very mechanical. If it is mechanical, you're going to not like it after a while, because it becomes dry. And you'll be exposed, you'll give up. You'll be looking elsewhere. So try to see things in a way that's going to be joyful. That's going to please Krishna. Krishna, that's what all about Krishna consciousness is. So if you don't get it here, then you go elsewhere. That's the nature of us. Always looking for anandamaya vyasat. We're looking for happiness. That's fact. That's why we associate with devotees who can inspire us. We avoid someone. I see somebody, they say like, Hari Bol, there's no response. Fine, go to another devotee, Hari Bol, you know. Now, I mean, I've been here in this temple every day, and I walk past the same person every day. I say, Hari Bol, like I haven't seen you before. They're still there joyful. So, you again, don't tell me Hari Bol. I just said Hari Bol to you. I haven't heard anyone saying that after being here 6 years. That's what we do in the spiritual world. It's not mechanical. Oh, here comes Narayan. Hari Bol, like, Narayan, hang on now. Let me put my cons down. You know, I got too many things, and one have a cons, other one has a lotus. We have our conception. Oh, Krishna, he's playing the flute. You know, when is he going to not play? Every time he's on his flute. But it's our conception. If you actually saw Narayan, he's standing in front of you, but then you can tell him, can you put your disc down a little bit and have a rest, give your hand a rest? That you can have the conversation when you meet him. But it's not always like that. Just like when you go to work, then you have your laptop and stuff. And do you have a break? You also have a break. You go and talk with your family and like that. So our idea of things is what we think. But it's not exactly that. So when you're chanting Hare Krishna, so you can ask devotees, oh, I don't feel like chanting. But once you, just 1 minute, you chant nicely, Hare, try to meditate on the name, the holy name, it feels good. Immediately it feels good. And I joined the temple, 1973, that is many years ago. I was your age, 6 years. Atmara, what's your age? Eight. I joined at the 6. And they said, sit down here, look at the Didi Chan Japa for 2 hours. You know, kids at the age of 6, they want to look around. You know, what's going on? What's he doing? But I looked at the Didi 2 hours non-stop. Radha Madhava. I loved it. That's why they recommended me to Prabhupada for initiation. Because this guy is good. Maybe I started where I left off. I felt good. Some can't. So, but if we are mechanically doing it, we're going to be scratching our head. What am I doing here? You know, I miss my friend. Try to get over this mechanical idea. Try to develop the taste for chanting. So there's a lot of issues about these things. Okay? Anybody else? Yes, Maharaj.
You have to
speak up. I can't hear. It's on already. Or not on? Microphone's not on. It's on now.
Yeah. In this world, we have to associate with outside people like all the time. How do we draw a line between how much is too much and how much is enough?
Okay. I mean, all of us, we're not always here every day in the temple. As soon as this class is over, you'll be gone. You might be coming tomorrow or maybe not all day anymore. Right? So, Prabhupada said one time, one devotee asked Prabhupada, sometimes I think of Krishna and sometimes I'm Maya. Prabhupada said to him, you're always Maya, sometimes you're Krishna conscious. Right? You heard this? So, we have to know when you take prasadam, when you eat, you know, oh, I've eaten enough. You know yourself, oh, I'm not hungry anymore. Bas, don't give me. We all know. Where is the limitation? Where you satisfy or not? When thirsty, you have a glass of water. You don't overdrink because you know I had enough. You don't drink that you explode. Sometimes there's fish there. They said, don't feed the fish because the more you give, they don't know how to say not to eat. They just eat in splattered. So we have to know when to stop. Right? Everybody knows. Enough. I got enough. So similarly, to be associated with people who are not Krishna conscious, we have to judge ourselves. By coming to class, we hear these things. Even when you go in the street, I was living in China for 15 years. I came here, every day I saw pagal on the street, talking to themselves, and I never saw that before. So many nutcases. Shouting at yourself, and on the tree, shouting at the rocks. Pagal. So there's a limitation. So everybody move away from that person, avoids. So when you go to work, yeah, your workplace, and then someday your boss may be not in a good mood. They'll start harassing you. I don't know, I've never worked outside. I find that here sometime. Our boss, they lay it on to you. So you have to learn to be equipoised. You have to learn to be very... You have to be exemplary yourself. That they see, oh, this person is so good. I want to be like her. I want to be like him. There's no demon here. Everyone is a devotee. We become demoniac by bad association. So when you go out, we are giving our association, not taking association. That's the kind of a person we have to be. Like a swan. They can take water and take milk out of the water. So even though Krishna says we are in the working in the material world like a lotus in the water, but not touched by it. So the limit, everything we know where to stop, when to stop. We follow four principles: no meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex, no intoxication. Right. So when you say, oh, where's the limit, it means you are breaking that and you're calling, oh, where's the limit? Limit is when you follow those principles. We all know that, not to overdo it. If someone is very serious, you don't joke with them. Stay away. Someone is very Krishna conscious, associate with them. I was always very attracted to Giriraj Maharaj. I remember he used to come to Gurukul, remember? And he would take us for a walk. We'd go to Jamuna. He was very serious, always chanting. I was really very attracted to his quality. As someone, you know. So everybody is different. So you have to associate accordingly. Who can inspire in Krishna consciousness? As someone, avoid. Like a swan. So like this. It's not that, I didn't know. Is a fire burning, you put your finger. I didn't know. Okay, put your finger in there and see what happens. Jump! We all know it's going to burn the finger. There's no... Ignorance is not an excuse. I said, I didn't know. Fire is going to burn anyone, even if you don't know. Okay, find out. So, these programs we have, Prabhupada gave us, morning program, chanting, japa, associating, These are the programs that when you, it's like battery charging. When you go out in the world, you're not affected by it because you're full of knowledge. You had good morning program, chanting, sessions. So when you go out, you feel nothing. You're like a lion. So we have to be like that. Don't feel attracted to the material world. There's nothing there. Other questions? Are you? Yes, Prabhu. Yeah. Microphone.
Thank you. Some days I have really good chanting session, book reading really good, especially in the Kartik month. But as soon as I share this with someone, I waking up in the morning, say I tell my dad, I wake up in the morning today at 3:30. Then automatically something happens, next morning, not awake till 6:30 or 7 o'clock. What's the reason? It happens a lot of time. As soon as I tell I've done something good, and you feel good about yourself, next morning a positive thing happens.
Sometimes it says bhogatag, accepting and rejecting. Like you're fired up one day, next day you're not. That's just a mind. So this is what I was talking about before. Namaruchi, that to create that, to come to this level of steadiness, that requires bit of a push. You know, that more reading the shastra, associate devotees, because they can inspire us. You feel, that person, I want to be like him, I want to be like her. They're so, this is why you associate. So when we are together in the temple in association with devotee, we are being checked like that. So if you associate with people who are ignorant, then you become ignorant. So one day you're not, one day next. That's how it is. So gradually, when you come to the level, gradually one day you will become steady. But we have to give it a push. Like if you want to get at the top of the hill, you got to start from here, from the bottom of the hill. So it takes time. But it's not that everybody can jump up to the top of the hill. Climbing a tree. So I was doing a yoga, Ashtanga yoga. It's known as the limbs, eight limbs. But you have to go yama, niyama, asana, pranayama, pratyahara, dharana, dhyana, samadhi. I want a samadhi. No, you have to stop from beginning. You know, yama, niyama, principles of sense control. Oh, asana, I want to be slim. But they don't even want to know yama, niyama, principles, sense control. They don't want to know that. You have some Indian ladies, they said, can you teach me yoga? And they're huge like this. I said, starts here. They said, oh, I can't do it. I can't do it. But you have to accept the package. You want full package? Then you got to follow the whole thing. Not just you accept what you like. So the reason why we are one day and one day not, because we don't have that full understanding. We are motivated. So that's why we live in the ashram. There everyone is up, oh, get up. But if you're on your own, it's very difficult. We're not going to go and knock on your door, Hari Bol, Mangalarati. You have to push yourself. Before, go to sleep, read Bhagavatam or Krishna book. And in this way, you're inspired in spiritual life. It's not easy. You can make it easy. It doesn't matter which temple you are, Canberra, Melbourne, wherever you are. Our program is the same. Get up in the morning, come to Mangalarati. Krishna is here every day. What's your problem? Krishna will give you the strength. Prabhupada worked so hard to open this temple. He introduced this morning program. Isn't it? If you love Prabhupada, you have to follow his instructions. That's how it works. Oh yeah, Guru Maharaj, when he comes, you throw some flour and you cook for him. The rest of the year he's not here with us. It's not a show bottle. We have to follow the instruction of your guru when they are not here. Vani Vapu, you know that. So if you love your spiritual master, if you love Krishna, he's here every day. Krishna is playing on his flute every day. He didn't take off the flute. Oh, I need a break. I want to have a rest today. No Mangalarati. No. Every day he's here. God doesn't get tired. We get tired. But once you're in the temple room, I've been a devotee 50 years now. I felt tired. That's because I'm thinking, But when I'm doing a kirtan, I feel fantastic. Every time. You never see me going, oh, Hare Krishna. Hey, Hare Bol. No. Just maya. So one day you feel, and next day, you are on a mental level. You listen to your mind, that's why. But if you read Bhagavatam, it's very inspiring. You read Prabhupada's purport, wow. You're like this, and gradually like this. So Hare Bol. Because it lifts you up. Spiritually lifts you up, this knowledge. It's so wonderful. Yeah. Okay. That question is it's a whole class. Yeah. Another questions? You all think, you know, I'm having a good time. I am. But it's so much work ahead of me waiting. I have to go to the kitchen. I haven't finished cooking crossways yet. Morning crossways. And then I have a home program too in the afternoon. You all think, oh, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, such a good life. They have food 3 times a day in Melbourne, you know, and they eat hot halava. Wow, phew. I want to go to Melbourne and I want to stay. But you don't know. So much work behind, you know. So in the beginning when you join, you feel, oh, so good. I want to be a devotee. And then he joined the temple, so I didn't realize this Hare Krishna worked so hard. But then by that time, you already feel good to be a devotee. Yeah. So if you think materially, then you're always going to be in material consciousness. You have to rise above spiritual, in spiritual consciousness. Yeah. Okay? Hare Krishna.